I went in there in the custom house there to get, trying to get through, and I run upon a fella that was a brother Mason. And he helped me get through. He said, I'll have to get out. And so we wanted to get across over there. Well, we wanted to see them turn them lights on them falls. From over there, we wanted to go there and spend the night. So then after we spent the night there, we decided then, we'll just drive through Canada and come out at Quebec. So we made that round, went on up, and come out at Quebec and come down through Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, down through there. Yeah, we just ride. We had a brand new car and no trouble.
What, do you have some close friends or anything?
Close friends? Yeah, everybody's a friend. Yeah. Yeah, you take these neighbors right over here, this lady right over here, she moved here when Bill was a year old. And Bill, he's 40, maybe Bill's 44. She'd been living there 43 years right here side of it. And after World War II, then she got married. Her and her husband. And I've been knowing him all my life. I'm a little older than him. I'm about 4 or 5 years older than him. But he just retired this last February from old plant too. He worked over there, and I went to school with him. I mean, when I was going to school, he was going, but he was down in lower grade. He's just a little fella, and I was getting out. I was about 4 or 5 years older than him. But anyway, she married him, and they live right here. And they're good neighbors.
What about the community around here? How would you describe it?
The what?
The community.
Well, I'd say it's a nice little community here because, for the simple reason, everybody tends to their own affairs, and you know, they don't bother you. And if I got something that I can't handle myself, I go over here and I say, this here fella, I say, how about help me here? And he's glad to do it. And he's the same way to me. If he's got something he can't handle, like this morning, I've ordered me a rototiller from Troy, New York, and I'm expecting it in here either today or tomorrow, or maybe next day. Anyway, I told him, I said, I got to be in town this morning. How about you watching out if you see a truck backing in there? How about going over there and unloading my road tiller and pay the man the freight on it, and I'll pay you when I get back. I said, sure, I'll watch out for it. So it didn't come, but he will. Now he paid the man the freight, and he did that. And I got a neighbor right down there. If I need her automobile, all I got to do is go down there and tell her I need your automobile, and she hand it to me. She's just that nice a person. And I said, this is a nice place to live. And it's quiet, it's not too noisy. Yeah. It ain't as bad as it used to be when I first moved here. This year was a main highway, and we used to have every now and then, automobile come around that curve right down here. And he wouldn't make the sheer curve, and he just cut right through the yard. We tear up all the flower bushes. We was trying to build, you know, and plant flowers, you know. Oh, they tear up our flower bushes.
what kind of road did you used to have out here?
Old shell road, just made out of shell, and it was shell from here all the way to Daytona Beach and New Smyrna. It was nothing but old shell. It was made out of shell in the pit where they dug the shell right down here about a half a mile down here, what they call a shell pit, and that's where they got the shell. And this shell was put there by the Indians way back yonder, and no telling when. So when they dug it, they dug up a lot of, when they digging that shell out, you could find Indian arrowheads and things like that.